We are 15 lines down from the top of Chaf Hey Omid Beis. Last time we discussed the halachos of a woman secluding herself with an idolater. Was the concern for murder, or the concern was for arayos? We seem to say that the consensus was that the concern was really for arayos, not for shfichus damim. And even if ishto imo, even if the idolater's wife is with him, that's not enough to prevent, to block yichud with a Jewish woman. Now the Gemara focuses on the last part of the Mishnah, which is lo yisyafet adam yimen, that a man shouldn't seclude himself, a Jewish male should not seclude himself with an idolater. Why not? We're concerned about murder, not illicit relationships in this case. Tan Rabbanan Yisrael shenis dame lo obed kochavim bederech, in a situation when a Jew is on the road and he sees an idolater coming at him, what should he do? Toflo liyamino, he should always make sure to get to the right of the idolater, because at least you'll have your strong hand and you'll be able to stop him. Of course, for those of us who are lefties, we would have to get to the left side. Rabbi Yishmol ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer b'sayif toflo liyamino, b'makal toflo l'smolo. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka gives a little more detail and says it really depends whether you go to the left or to the right. What weapon is he carrying? Is he carrying a knife, or is he a sword, or is he carrying a makal, a cane? If he's carrying a sword, then get to the right, because usually to the right of him, because usually they'll keep the sword on their left side so you can grab it first, if he's in case he does something dangerous. If he's holding a cane, then get to his left side, because he usually walks with his cane and he's usually a righty, so you can grab it faster if you're on his left. Hayolin b'mala o yordin b'yirida lo yehi Yisrael lamata vod kachabim lamala el Yisrael lamala vod kachabim lamata, that if you're going up or down, the Yisrael should never be in front. The Yisrael should always be above, says the Brisa. And finally, Val Yeshuach Lefanav Shema Yeretz Etz Gulgalto, and never bend in front of the idolater, because he might just chop off your head. Clearly, again, a lot of mistrust, as we've seen throughout the Gemara, there's a lot of mistrust between idolaters and Jews. Shalu, Leheichan Holech, the Brisa continues, if an idolater asks you where you're going, now you're concerned. Yarchiv lo aderech. Don't tell him exactly where you're going. Tell him you're going 2 miles farther. Kederech she'as Yaakov avinu le'esav. Just like Yaakov did to Esav, when Yaakov said to him, Ad asher avo el doni se'ira, uksiv v'Yaakov nasa sukosa. He said, I'm going all the way home. And he didn't end up going home. He went to Sukkos. So he did it as a way to ensure his brother wouldn't kill him. Why? Either if you tell him you're going on a farther distance, maybe he's just not going to bother coming. Or Rashi also says that, or Rashi points out, that usually the enemy or the idolater will wait to kill you at towards the end of the journey, not in the beginning. So if you tell him you're going 2 miles and you're only going one, so after 1 mile, that's when he's going to get into the zone or into focus into killing you, but you're already getting off the road because you've reached your destination. Maisa b'talmidei Rabbi Akiva shayu hochan l'kziv. The talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were walking towards Kziv. Pogba enlistim. They were met by these armed robbers. Amru lehen la'ana tamhochim. They said to the students, "Where are you guys going?" Amru lehen la'ako. They said, "We're going to Akko," but they really weren't. Kiven shigiyu. They were in Kziv. So kiven shigiyu l'kziv perishu. Once they got to Kziv, they just got off the road. Amru lehen. So the robbers said to these guys, "Talmidei miatem? Whose students are you?" Amru lehen, Tamini Rabbi Akiva. They said, "We're the students of Rabbi Akiva." Amru lehen, so the robbers said, "Ashrei Rabbi Akiva v'talmidav." Praiseworthy is Rabbi Akiva and his students. Shelo paga ben adam ra me'olam. No bad man, no evil man has ever been able to hurt them. Of course, we know, and we're during this fierce Omer, that Rabbi Akiva's students hurt themselves. Shelo nagu kavod ze b'zeh, but at least externally, they weren't affected by others. Rav Menashe hava azul lebei torta. Rav Menashe was walking on his own to bei torta. Pogu bei ganavi. He was met by thieves. Amrule, they said to him, Lan ka azlas, where are you going? Amrulan the Pumpadisa. I'm going to Pumpadisa. Kimatul Beit Torta perished, but when he got to Beit Torta, he got off the road. Amrule, Talmid of Yehuda Ramah. They said to him, you must be a student of Yehuda. This Rav Yehuda was also a trick, someone who was full of trickery. So you must be his student. You're Amrulahu. So Rabbi Menashe said to them, Yaditule? You know him? Yehirava delihavu hano inchi bishamte. You should all be part of the curse of Yehuda. So Azlu, Avdu, Genivta, Esrin, Betart, and Shnin, they continued in their professional robbery business for 22 years. Velo Etzlichu, and they were not Matzliach. They did not have success in this business venture. And they kept on going for 22 years. Kivan Techazu, when they finally realized, I guess it took them 22 years to realize, Asu Kulu Tabu Shamtayu, they asked if the curse could be lifted so that they could be successful. Vahavu Buhu Chad Girdina Delo Asu Lisharayua, but there is one weaver who I guess also he moonlighted as a ganav, who didn't come to get permission to lift off the ban or the curse, Achlarye, and he was killed by a lion. Hainu damar inchi, that's what it means when people say, Girdina de lo taizen, a weaver who is not humble, Shasa Batsir Mishne, his life will be shorter than the others. Tachazi Mabein, nevertheless, so those are the two stories. You have a story of Rabbi Akiva's students and then Rabbi Menashe. And one happened in the land of Israel, because that's where Rabbi Akiva is from, and one happened in Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara makes the following point. Tachazi ma bein ganvi Bavel, the listin to Eretz Yisrael. Look at the difference between the thieves in Bavel and the robbers of Eretz Yisrael. The robbers of Eretz Yisrael, they praised Rabbi Akiva's students. Oh, you guys are amazing. Ashrei, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. But the ganavim in Bavel and Chutz La'aretz, they were just condemning Rav Menashe. So even the worst, even the most evil people in Eretz Yisrael are more chashuv than many of the people who live in Bavel. So that's another plug to make Aliyah, and that's coming from the Talmud Bavli.